essa criança, né? Aleluia. Aleluia. Praise God, and we thank God and for the ministry of dancing that coming from Sister Johnson on today. Amen. We just thank God. It's time for the Word of God.
Amen.
And those of you amen, that have your Bibles, amen. It's not my intent to preach to hoop or holler today. Amen. I just want to talk to you, amen, from the Word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just want to talk to you, amen, from the Word of God. Amen. Psalms 37. Amen. Psalms 37. Amen. We're going to begin our reading down at verse number 23. Amen. Psalms 37. Amen. We'll begin our reading at verse number 23. I will also read in your hearing Jeremiah 29 and 11. You do not have to turn there, but I will read it in your hearing. Psalms 37, verse 23 says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand." It says, "I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." I want to read in your hearing Jeremiah 29 and 11. For it reads, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you." And some translation says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord." Yeah. "Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Again, I want to read Psalms 37, and I want you just to read the first part of the A clause of 23. It says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." We're going to look at these particular verses in the way in which we need to look at them today. And we're going to start with verse number 23. And what we have to understand as the people of God, and what I want y'all to take away today, is that you've got to walk this thing out, all right? The Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered, E-D, they are already ordered, all right? That's what I want you to take away, because a lot of times we keep saying, "Lord, order my steps, order my steps." We sing the song, "Order my steps in your word, dear Lord." But I'm here to tell y'all this morning, your steps are already been ordered. So what am I telling you as the people of God? You've got to walk this thing out, okay? And so what we have to find here, as the scripture starts out by saying that the steps of a good man or a good person. And so what we have to identify here now is that steps imply progress. It implies movement, okay? And so what you have to understand by definition, steps mean a movement made by lifting your foot and putting it down in a different place. So when you are walking, you are taking steps by lifting up your foot. And when you put your foot down, it should be in another place other than where you started from. Y'all ain't talking to me. What am I telling y'all is that God has already ordered your steps. So as you are walking, you're walking this thing out. Y'all ain't talking. Come on here. You understand? I heard somebody say, before I get there, understand, even with steps, advance. When you're stepping, it means that you are advancing, that you are progressing. And when God says that he will order your steps, it implies that you are advancing in God. Come on here. That we are attempting to move forward in God. I heard somebody say one time that you can't steer a parked car. The only way to progress spiritually is that you attempt to put the word of God into practice in some areas of your life. And that sometimes we have not done. Glory to God. Again, you cannot steer a parked car. You can't move a parked car. Come on here. It's not until you put your car in drive, until you put it in motion, that and it begins to move. Y'all ain't talking to me. And so you understand now, he says the steps, come on here, of a good man. Come on here. The steps are my praying. The steps is the reading of the word. My steps are giving. My steps are witnessing. My steps are going forth in God. So every step that I take in God, I'm making a progress in God. You have to also understand that steps implies a small distance. A step means the distance covered in one step. It means now that you're making small movements. The problem sometimes with us, we tend to run and start walking this thing out. Some people go too fast and they start running. But yet God says the steps of a good man, they are ordered by the Lord. Not one time did God tell us to run. He said the steps of a good man, the one that keep on walking, the one that keep on trekking, the one that keeps going in my direction, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Understand that jets and planes, they go hundreds of miles per hour, and you can fly down in your car down the road 70 miles an hour. But for us poor little humans, we got to take one step at a time. Come on here. I don't care. I don't know if your car ever broke down and you had to walk to the nearest place to get some help, and it looked like every step you took, come on here, it looked like it was going to take you forever to get there. Come on here. Yet and still we ain't got the wings of the plane, but yet we got the good steps of a good man. Yeah. Come on here. As long as you keep on walking, you're going to reach your destination. Yeah. Come on here. You got to understand that you got to keep moving. Come on here. That I'm going in the progress of God. I'm going in the direction of God. And the Bible, Job said, though he slay me, yet will I keep on walking. Come on here. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Though he slay me, I'm still walking his direction. Because the steps of a good man, they are ordered by, come on here, they're ordered by the Lord. Huh? Sometimes you understand, even as we had to walk, if our car broke down, it seemed like we were going at a very slow pace. Come on here. It looks like sometimes that we're going spiritually slow. Come on here. We usually want the end at the beginning, but understand that God already knows that. Come on here. We're just trying to be nosy. Come on here. We're just trying to get the whole plan together. Come on here. But at the end of the day, he usually leads us one step at a time. And that's, again, where trust comes into play. Come on here. Is that when he leads us the one step at a time, the problem is that we don't know what's next. Come on here. The problem is that when we make the next step, we don't know how it's going to be. Come on here. When we make the next step, come on here, we don't know who's going to be there. Come on here. When we make the next step, come on here, we don't know what stumbling block is in our way. Come on here. We don't know what roadblock is ahead. Come on here. But can I tell you the steps of a good man? Come on here. The Bible said he know the way that I take. Come on here. And when he has tried, okay, when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Come on here. The Bible says that the word of God is a lamp unto my feet. Come on here. And it's a light unto my path. Come on here. A lamp or a flashlight cannot illuminate the whole journey for you. Come on here. It's only going to illuminate the area right in front of you. Come on here. I remember with my scouting days with my son. Come on here. We would be out in the woods, and I went out and bought what I thought was a good old bright light. Come on here. I'm not a country girl. I'm a city girl. Come on here. And so being out in the woods is not my thing. Come on here. And so I don't like being out at night in the woods. Come on here. Because the snakes, the bears, and the raccoons, and everything else come out. Come on here. But at the end of the day, I thought I was buying a good old bright light. Come on here. And as much as I have tried not to go to the bathroom at night, come on here, because it's so far to walk from the campsite to the bathroom. Come on here. I understood that sometime I had to go to the bathroom. Come on here. I grabbed that light and it looked like that light wasn't bright enough. Come on here. What am I saying is that, again, that the lamp is only going to hold, only going to help me to right where I am right here. Come on here. But again, he know the way that I take. Come on here. And when he has tried me, come on here. Come on here. He know the way that I'm going. Glory to God. He's already ordered my steps. He's already directed my path. Come on here. The light can only get me to a certain place, but the more that I keep walking, the light keep going with me. Y'all ain't talking. Yeah. Oh my God. God help me here. You understand? The more that you keep walking, come on here. The light of Jesus keep walking with me. Come on here. It might look dark around me. Come on here. It might look dark behind me. Come on here. It might look dark in front of me. But yeah, though I walk through the valley. Come on, David. Yeah, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Come on here. Thou art with me. Come on here. Thy rod and thy staff that comfort me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I can keep on walking. Glory to God. Because he's walking with me.
Yes, God.
Oh.
Thank you, God.
You understand? I'm just telling you that the steps of a good man, come on here, they ordered by the Lord. Come on here. A good man, come on here. What is a good man? Who qualifies to be a good man? Come on here. I'll tell you what a good man is not. Come on here. A good man is not a good person who don't use drugs. Come on here. Who don't use alcohol. Who don't act crazy. Glory to God. That's not a good man. Come on here. That person do good deeds. Come on here. But it's not a good man. Come on here. Nor are we good because we're property owners. Come on here. Nor are we good because we're law-abiding citizens. Come on here. Now we're not good because we got degrees on the wall. Come on here. But Jesus himself answered as the good master replied. He said, who is good? Come on here. None but the Father. Come on here. Understand, it says in him it is no sin. Come on here. But for us, glory to God, that's another matter. Come on here. But there is none righteous. Come on here. No, not one. Come on here. Our best righteousness, the Bible says, it's still filthy, glory to God. It's still filthy rags, according to Isaiah 64:6. Hallelujah. So how can we be good? Come on here. Come on, Sister Pastor, help us out. Glory to God. How can we be good? Glory to God. Romans 10:9 says, if you confess, come on here, with your mouth, come on here, the Lord Jesus, glory to God, and believe in your heart. Come on, I'm just saying the good steps of a good man. Come on here. Are ordered by the Lord, glory to God, and believe in your heart. Come on here. That God has raised him from the dead. Glory to God. Thou shalt be saved. Come on here. That's what qualifies you. Come on here. To be a good man. Glory to God. And then 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, come on here. He's a new creature. Come on here. All things are passed away. Come on here. And behold, all things become new. Glory to God. You see, when a person gives his life to Christ, come on here, trusting in God for his salvation. Glory to God. Now he's qualified to be a good man. Come on here. The blood of Jesus, his son, come on here, cleanses him from all sin and righteousness. Come on here. That qualifies him to be a good man. Come on here. And so now the steps of a good man, come on here, are ordered by the Lord. Come on here. And so now we got to see what ordered mean. Glory to God. And God directs, glory to God, the affairs of both our visible, come on here, and invisible realms. Come on here. He presides over the nation. Come on here. And he guides the path. Glory to God for each and every one of us. Glory to God. He also directs, come on here, for the good of them. Come on here. All human beings, glory to God. All lost people are sinners. Come on here. They don't cooperate with the will of God. And so therefore, glory to God, he has to allow natural consequences, come on here, of sin to be played out in their disobedience. Come on here. But for those who will cooperate with the will of God, come on here. I'm talking about the good man, come on here, who's ordered by the Lord, glory to God. God will guide them in the path, glory to God, that he would have them to go, glory to God. He does this twofold. He does it by his word and his will, come on here, and by the leading of the Spirit, come on here. The Bible says, order my steps, come on here, in your word, come on here. When we went up over at Psalm 119:33, it was David now, glory to God, was in the collection of David in Psalms 119. It was David that said, order my steps in your word. Come on here. He says, and let not iniquity, come on here, have dominion over me. Glory to God. David understood now that he needed God to order his steps. Glory to God. But David forgot now. He didn't read the prior scripture in 37. Come on here. When it says that my steps of a good man are already ordered. Come on here. You understand, glory to God. But David, glory to God, he realized, glory to God, that he needed help, glory to God. He needed freedom from the domination of sin. But at the end of the day, saints of God, you got to know that God has already ordered your steps, glory to God. You understand that God will guide us, glory to God. And as our God, come on here, he will go before us, come on here. He'll make the rough place smooth, come on here. He'll make the crooked path straight, glory to God. Just like in the natural, glory to God, when we have a tour guide, come on here, the tour guide will drive the bus, come on here, they're going to drive the train, come on here, or they're going to drive the car, but as they're driving, they'll point out certain areas, come on here, they'll show us certain things, glory to God. But can I tell you that the Spirit of God, come on here, as a teacher, come on here, as a leader and a guide, come on here, the Spirit of God will teach you all things, come on here, it will lead you and guide you, come on here, in the plain path, come on here, at the end of the day, your steps are already ordered. Come on here. All you gotta do is keep on walking. Come on here. All you gotta do is keep on walking. I believe it's a secular song.
here. Said these shoes are made for walking. Come on here. Or these boots are made for walking. Come on here. All what I'm trying to tell you now, you gotta keep on walking. Cause these steps are ordered. Come on here. My steps are already ordered by the Lord. Paul, in Acts chapter 16, Paul was obeying a missionary call by the Holy Spirit. When Paul tried to enter Messiah and then he went on to Bethany, the Holy Spirit said, no. He said, don't go. Come on here. Understand now that Paul obey God. Come on here. Right. We need to stay right with our God. Come on here. We need to stand, don't think that we know everything. And just because a difficulty arises, come on here, that God is no longer there. We can't think that. Glory to God. He said, I never leave you. Come on here. He said, I never forsake you. Come on here. At the end of the day, we got to stay the course. Come on here. And we got to stay close to our God. Come on here. We got to stay close to our Redeemer. Come on. We got to stay close. Come on here. To the God that's leading us. Come on here. We got to stay close. Because sometimes when you get off and by yourself, come on here, you tend to make detours. Come on here. You tend to go the wrong way. Come on here. You'll get lost. Come on here. At the end of the day, when we did our scouting, we did a night tour. Come on here. But can I tell you, I didn't like that at all. Come on here. But I was the one that was closest to the guy. Come on here. Because who didn't want to get lost was me. Y'all ain't talking. It is no fun to think that you're out there all alone. Come on here. It's no fun to be out there with some animals. Come on here. That ain't your friend. Come on here. It ain't fun to be out there. Come on here. Even though our family act like them animals sometimes. Come on here. And feel like we can relate to them. Come on here. I don't want to be out there with them. Come on here. At the end of the day, come on here. At the end of the day, I had to stay close to the guy. Okay. Because who didn't want to be lost was me. What am I trying to tell you is that with God being our guide, we got to stay close to him. Yes. Not only does he guide us, but he directs us. By the Holy Spirit, he directs our thoughts. He directs our affections. And he designs the good of his people, of the good people or his people. He says, I will give you the desires of your heart. But then Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. He said, in all your ways, acknowledge me, and then I'm a what? I'm a direct your path. So therefore, while you're walking, if you just keep acknowledging me, if you just keep honoring me, if you just say, Lord, I don't know where I'm going, but if you lead me, I follow. Come on here. God, I don't know how it's going to turn out. Come on here. But if I just keep walking and you being my guide, come on here. If you just direct my path, if you just tell me which way to go, come on here. I'm going to keep on walking. Come on here. Because the steps of a good man, y'all, they really are ordered by the Lord. Tell somebody, you got to walk this thing out. You got to walk this thing out. Job 23 and 10 says, but he know, come on here, the way that I take. He know every step I make. Come on here. He know my uprising. Come on here. He know my downsetting. Come on here. Every time I move, come on here. He know the way that I take. Come on here. Because when he has tried me, come on here, I shall come forth as gold. Understand, y'all, as the saints of God, we got to understand that the Holy Spirit's role, come on here, is to lead us. Come on here. Romans 8, 14 says, for many are led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. If you want the Lord to order your steps, you must first be led and filled with the Holy Ghost. You have to be in a position to listen and not only hear. Hearing now, and this is where we get it twisted. Hearing is the ability to hear. Y'all ain't talking. Hearing takes no effort. Hearing is not even necessary. You don't even focus when you're hearing. But it's something about when you're listening. When you're listening, you are intentional. Come on here. You're intentional about what you're hearing. And you have a vested interest and you're focused on what you heard. Come on here. Therefore, you do something based on what you heard. Come on here. What am I saying is that when we are led by the Spirit, come on here, you can't always tend to your hearing, but you got to listen. Come on here. That's why the Bible says not only be doers, don't only be hearers, but it say be doers. That's why it moves you now from hearing to listening. Come on here. Because listening puts you in the realm of doing. Come on here. You got to understand the Bible says, he that have an ear, come on here, let him hear. hear. Yep. Let them listen. Take it deeper. What the Spirit of God is saying to the church. Come on here. You understand that the Holy Spirit is to lead us. Come on here. As every step that we take, we got to take it in the Spirit. That's why y'all got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on here. And have some power with it. Come on here. Because again, if you can't hear God, you don't know which way to go. Come on here. I know we get used to depending on a stoplight. We get used to depending on a stop sign. Come on here. We get used to depending on the yield. Come on here. But at the end of the day, when God speaks, come on here. That's when we move. Come on here. That's when we move. Come on here. We draw attention to. Come on here. When God speaks, glory to God. You understand now that God alters events for our good. Come on here. It's by the will of God that sometime he will overturn, he will overrule some events that may be destructive to us and order events that will grow us spiritually. Come on here. If this doesn't mean that he orders only good events. Come on here. I know we sing the song, everything that happened to me, God did it. Everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. Can I tell you, there were some things that didn't happen, that happened to me that wasn't so good, and God allowed it. Come on here. Why did he allow it? Because at the end of the day, he was teaching me. Come on here. He was making me. Come on here. He was molding me into what he would have me to be. Yeah. So there were some things that occurred in my life that was not good. But can I tell you, I had to go to Romans 8:28. And it says, and we know, come on here, that all things, come on here, are working together for the good of them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. Come on here. Understand, and we know, come on here, that all of it, come on here, the good, the bad, the ugly, the in-between, the ups and downs, the ins and the outs, come on here, all of it was working together for my good. Come on here. I'm just saying, every step I took, come on here, there were some doctor's reports that I got that I didn't like, but every step I kept taking in him, come on here, I didn't understand it, come on here, hallelujah, I was hurt by family and friends, come on here, but I kept on stepping, come on here, I didn't like how people treated me, but I kept on stepping, come on here. Every step that I took, come on here, God used it, come on here, to make me and to mold me. Come on here. When I'm saying the steps of a good man, y'all, they are ordered by the Lord. Come on here. Hey, God, come on here. Many of those experiences, y'all, we had losses, we had hardships, come on here, but those things were necessary. Tell somebody it was necessary. It was necessary for our spiritual growth and our maturity. Come on here. There will be times that you will face problems, obstacles, setbacks, sickness, pain, disappointments, heartbreaks, heartaches, and failures. Glory to God. But guess what? They're all working together. They're working for you. They're working for you. But we must trust the goodness of God. Because again, he knows what he's doing. Come on here. And in the end of everything, it will work out for the good of them who love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. Just like when you're making come on here. All the ingredients are good by themselves. Come on here. But overall, the product or the cake, come on here, is sweet in the end. Come on here. And what I'm trying to tell you, butter ain't necessarily good by itself. Come on here. Butter and flour mixed together ain't good. But once you add that sugar and that egg and that milk, come on here, and you add that flour and you put it in the oven, come on here. And when that golden cake come out, come on here, you got a sweet old product. Come on here. What am I trying to tell you? Some stuff about us. Come on here. It ain't all that good. Come on here. It ain't all that tasteful. Come on here. But when he get through with me, y'all ain't talking. When he get through with me, I'm just saying that the steps of a good man, they already ordered by the Lord. It's true, y'all. We gonna mess up. Come on here. Because we've already established the fact that God got some plans for us. Come on here. Even when he was talking to the Jews in Jeremiah 29:11, they was already upset. Come on here. They was already disappointed. Come on here. But God was letting them know, even through the disappointment, even through the heartache, come on here. He said, I got some plans for you. I've been thinking about y'all. Come on here. I got some plans to prosper you if you just keep on walking. Come on here. If you just keep on coming. Come on here. I got some plans not to harm you. I got you an expected end. Come on here. If you just keep on walking. Come on here. That's all what he was trying to tell them. Come on here. In Jeremiah 29:11, they had been through hell and back. Come on here. They was tired and frustrated. He said, but I've been thinking about you. Come on here. I got some plans for you. I got some plans to prosper you. I got a future for you. And I got some hope for you. Come on here. At the end of the day, if you just keep on walking, because these steps right here, they've been ordered by me. Come on here. Just keep on walking. Come on here. Because my steps are ordered. My steps are ordered. find, y'all, that sometimes we get off course, even though God's got a plan. Every once in a while, a good person will get sidetracked. Come on here. Either in sin or by their own will or way. And the reason that is because the Bible says that there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof is death. Come on here. So therefore, sometimes, and even to the enemy, will put blinders on our eyes and cause us to get off track. But can I tell y'all, I've got to get back on track and just keep on walking. Come on here. Just keep on walking. Because the steps of a good man, come on here, they're ordered by the Lord. Understand that there were so many good men, men that messed up in the Bible. Noah got drunk. Come on here. Moses killed somebody. David committed adultery. Come on here. Peter cussed. Come on here. But can I tell you, come on, if you just keep on walking, if you just get back on track, come on here. If you just get back focused, come on here, then the steps of a good man, come on here, they are ordered by the Lord. Come on here. Keep on walking. Come on here. Tell somebody you got to walk this thing out. Come on here. You just got to keep on walking. Come on here. You got to, glory to God, get back on track. Come on here. But the Bible said that all have sinned. Come on here. And come short of the glory of God. But if you just turn back to God, come on here, and keep on walking, glory to God, because the steps of a good man, they really are ordered by the Lord. Understand that God, glory to God, he will not utterly cast you down. But the Bible said that the Lord would uphold you. Come on here. If you just keep on walking, come on here. You got to keep on walking, glory to God. That he wants us to be, glory to God. And Jesus is able, come on here, to straighten out our life. Come on here. If you just keep on walking, come on here. My shoes, y'all, are made for walking. Come on here. These feet I got, come on here, are made for walking. Come on here. I'm going to walk this thing out. Come on here. I don't know where I'm going all the time. I don't like where I'm going all the time. But I'm going to keep on walking. Come on here. I wear a size 11 shoe. Come on here. So every time I make it, come on here. Voice, as some would say, and we would say that we haven't heeded for what the Spirit of God has always told us. The moments when he told you to pull off the side of the road or go another way, and you decided you was going to keep on going. You said, give me 5 more minutes, you keep on going. Then it was that bad car accident that barely missed you by 1 inch, and when you got off out of that, you say, I should have listened. Oh, I should have taken heed to what he said. I should have listened to that still small voice. But can I tell you that God is calling us? Because the steps of a good man are really ordered by the Lord. The Bible says that he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I thank God that we are like the little sheep that have a great shepherd, who guides our lives, who's so awesome in comforting us and shaping the events of our lives that we don't have to fear tomorrow because he holds tomorrow. Yes. Do you need guidance in your life? Do you need to make some decisions in your life? Do you need some wisdom on some situations in your life? Or are you sorrowful about how your life has turned out? But God can still turn it around and make something beautiful out of it. Let's all commit to cooperating with God. Let's all commit to doing it God's way. Let's all commit to keep on walking. Yeah, we got to walk this thing out. Walk it out. Because the Bible says that the steps of a good man, they are already ordered. ED is already done. That was David that said, order my steps in your word. But he didn't read the prior scriptures. Said the steps of a good man are already ordered. David had to get it together. David then had to start walking this thing out, knowing that my steps are already ordered. And he knew the way that I take. And when he tried me, the finished product or the finished result is going to be good.
Yes, it is. Yes.
So we got to trust God to know that the end result has got to be good. It's a lot of things that we don't understand about today, tomorrow, and yesterday. But can I tell you that God holds today, tomorrow, and yesterday?
He
holds it all in his hand. He already knows. So all we got to do is keep on walking. Keep on walking in his direction. Don't make no detours, y'all. Come on. Keep on walking. You got the strength and the ability to keep on walking. You may have to cry sometime, but keep on walking. You might have to sit down a few moments. Keep on walking. You might start sweating along the way. Get you a towel and keep on walking. Get you some water, but keep on walking. At the end of the day, saints of God, our steps are already ordered. And so you just got to walk this thing out. He knows the way that we all got to go. He knew yesterday. He knew yesterday what was going to happen today. That's just how good God is. But we so busy trying to figure it out, and he already got it worked out. He already got it planned out. And we just still trying to figure this thing out. But all you got to do is just keep on walking. That's it. Just keep on walking. One step in front of the other. And again, when you start walking, you should not be making pace. You should be making steps forward. Don't be marking time, but stepping forward. Every step that you take should be a forward motion. Progress. Progress is forward, not backwards. You can't go forward and your mind is in Egypt behind you. But if you keep walking and get your mind out of Egypt, you can go forward. Keep on walking. What am I telling y'all today? Is that you got to walk this thing out. It may not be easy. It can be a challenge, but keep on walking. These feet, y'all, made for walking. They're made for walking. Some people ain't even got no feet. But thank God. I got them. Keep on walking.
Amen.
I keep going forward. Yes, I am.
Yes.
My feet hurt. And I done had 2-3 surgeries on both my feet. My knees. And can I tell you, all of them hurt. But keep on walking. Keep on walking. Because these feet.
Made for walking.
Some of these shoes ain't made for walking. Some shoes are pretty.
Yeah.
They made for showpieces, as the apostles say. But my feet was made for walking. Yes. So you got to keep on walking.
Amen.
And so you got to keep walking in God's direction. Saints of God, be encouraged. There's so many things about God that you don't understand. So many things about the plan of God that you don't understand. But keep on walking. Because he know the way that you take. And when he's tried you, when he's put you in the fire, you're coming out better than when you went in. Come on and clap your hands and tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah. Come on and tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah. Come on and tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands and say, I'm going to keep on walking. Hallelujah. I'm going to walk this thing out. Hallelujah. I'm walking it out. Hallelujah. Because the end result going to be awesome. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We get frustrated. It's true. We get tired along the way. But just keep on walking. Hallelujah. A quitter cannot win. Amen. And a winner cannot quit. Amen. So keep on walking. Amen. If you get to the finish line, you made it. Come on here. The race is not given to the swift,
no.
Neither to the strong, but to the one that endures to the end shall be saved. Amen. Shall be delivered. Amen. If you just keep walking. Amen. We thank the Lord for the word of God on today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God.